شکر
panic inside we gain wisdom's light
شکر
panic inside we gain wisdom's light illuminating our path to what is right illuminating our path to what is right
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our new program, Quranic Insights. This program is designed to help you understand the topics covered in the Holy Quran, along with its instructions and rulings. In each episode, we will start by introducing a chapter and describing its topics. We are also going to discuss a chosen topic from the chapter mentioning the Quranic verses and ahadith. We will explore the guidance Allah Almighty has provided in each chapter, the principles and rules of life stated, and the benefits we can gain in both this world and the hereafter. We will also be discussing the potential losses we face by neglecting these instructions and principles. This is the first episode of our program, so we will begin by discussing the importance of the Holy Quran to help increase our appreciation for its instructions, commandments, rules, and principles. Following this, we will address the purpose of the revelation of the Holy Quran. Let's start our episode with the excellence of durood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who recites one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him and records 10 good deeds in his book of deeds." صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear viewers, the Holy Quran is the sacred book of Islam, believed by Muslims to be the word of Allah Almighty. Therefore, it holds immense respect and significance. It is compulsory for every Muslim to have faith in the Holy Quran. A person who does not believe in the Holy Quran cannot be considered a Muslim. Having faith in the Holy Quran means accepting it as the book of Allah Almighty, the final heavenly revelation, believing in its teachings and commandments as the ultimate truth, it must be followed. Allah Almighty revealed the Holy Quran to our beloved final Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam gradually over a period of about 23 years according to various circumstances. The Holy Quran contains guidance on every aspect of life. Allah Almighty has addressed various subjects in different chapters, providing us with a comprehensive way to lead our lives. By adhering to its teachings, we can improve our beliefs and actions. Follow Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and refrain from disobedience. The Holy Quran also offers solutions for eradicating societal flaws and evils. It guides us toward societal perfection. The Holy Quran is the true book of Allah Almighty and is superior to all other heavenly books. It is a divine gift to humanity. Reciting it increases faith and cleanses the heart. Describing the excellence of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has declared it a clear sign and the light. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 174 of Surah Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُّبِينًا Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O people, indeed there has come to you a clear proof from your Lord, and we sent down to you a radiant light. Dear viewers, consider the importance of the Holy Quran by understanding that this sacred book calls us to embrace what is beneficial and forbids us from what is harmful. This is why the Holy Quran is declared a source of mercy, advice, healing, and guidance. Allah Almighty proclaims,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O people, indeed there has come to you sincere advice from your Lord, and a cure for what is in the chest, and guidance and mercy for the believers.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Holy Quran is a great and honorable book, which is free from any doubt. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 2 of Surah Baqarah,
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, that exalted book in which there is no doubt. Dear viewers, doubt arises when there is a lack of evidence. But the Holy Quran contains such compelling proof of its truthfulness. So it convinces every fair person to acknowledge it as the true revelation from Allah Almighty. Scholars have provided numerous reasons for the unquestionable nature of the Holy Quran. One reason behind the doubtlessness of the Holy Quran is its immense comprehensiveness. Each word holds vast oceans of knowledge that leave intellects astonished. For example, Surah Ikhlas comprises of just 4 verses, 15 words, and 47 letters. Within these 15 words, the entire belief of the oneness of Allah Almighty is summed up. Scholars have written books comprising hundreds of pages on the commentary of Surah Ikhlas alone, which serves as great evidence of the Holy Quran's comprehensiveness. Another reason behind the doubtlessness of the Holy Quran is that every word it contains is the absolute truth. It provides numerous pieces of news about the unseen, and every one of these has proven to be true without exception. Here is an example of the Quranic news of the unseen. The incident of the change of the Qibla is well known. When the beloved Prophet ﷺ was in the blessed city of Mecca, he used to face the Holy Kaaba during Salah. Then upon migrating to the blessed city of Medina, he made Masjid al-Aqsa his Qibla. After 17 months, the Qibla was changed by the permission of Allah Almighty. The Holy Kaaba became the Qibla once again. Many disbelievers raised objections to this change. Their objections were addressed as well. The unique point here is that before the disbelievers could raise their objections, Allah Almighty had given the news of the unseen and proclaimed in verse 142 of Surah Baqarah,
سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, now the foolish among the people will say, who has turned these Muslims from the Qibla that they were facing previously? This news revealed in the Holy Quran came true, exactly as stated. Dear viewers, the Holy Quran is the book of Allah Almighty. Its evidence is present within the Holy Quran itself. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims,
وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغُهُ مَأْمَنَهُ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, if a polytheist seeks your protection, grant it to him so that he hears the words of Allah and escort him to his place of safety. The Holy Quran is the pure book of Allah Almighty, a timeless miracle whose language, style, composition, rhetoric, and eloquence all stand as divine wonders. Allah Almighty granted Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam this enduring prophetic miracle. Additionally, the Holy Quran is a masterpiece of the Arabic language. It boldly challenged its critics and skeptics to either accept it as the book of Allah Almighty or produce a book like it or even 10 chapters similar to it, as proclaimed,
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, do they say he fabricated it? Say, so bring forth 10 chapters like it, invented, and call upon whomsoever you can apart from Allah if you are truthful. If they cannot produce 10 chapters, then at least one chapter should be brought forth, as stated in another verse.
كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and if you are in doubt about this book which we sent down upon our chosen person, then bring forth a chapter like it. However, to this day, no one has been able to meet this challenge, nor does anyone dare to present a book similar to it. Dear viewers, the Holy Quran is the unparalleled book of Allah Almighty. No one but Allah Almighty Himself could create such a book. Even if all humans and jinns combined their efforts, they cannot produce a book similar to the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty makes this clear in the Holy Quran and proclaims,
قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, say, were humans and jinn to unite upon this that they bring forth an equivalent of this Qur'an, they will not bring forth its equivalent even if they help each other. The Holy Qur'an is such an extraordinary book that it contains oceans of knowledge within just a few words. For example, consider Surah Al-Kawthar, the shortest chapter in the Qur'an. It consists of only 3 verses and 10 words. Yet, this chapter magnificently describes the glory of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This surah holds such invaluable pearls of wisdom that one cannot help but recognize it as the book of Allah Almighty. Embedding such profound knowledge in just a few verses is beyond human capability. Dear viewers, only the Holy Quran has the unique distinction of being completely preserved in its original form until now. It will remain protected until the Day of Judgment. Muslims believe that the Holy Quran is shielded from all sorts of alterations and changes. No modifications have occurred in this book to date, and it holds the status of being the only protected and superior book in the world. Despite being printed in millions of copies worldwide, its text remains identical. This is because Allah Almighty has taken the responsibility to protect it Himself. In part 14, Surah Hijr, verse number 9, Allah Almighty proclaims, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun." Translation from Kanzul Irfan, surely we revealed this Quran and surely we preserve it. Allah Almighty protected the Holy Quran in various ways. Number 1, He made the Holy Quran a miracle so that human words could not mix with it. Number two, he protected it from contradiction and comparison, ensuring that no one could create a book like it. And number three, he rendered all creation incapable of obliterating it, as disbelievers have been unable to erase it despite their extreme enmity. History is the witness that anyone who tried to extinguish the light of the Holy Quran, decrease or increase it, alter or change it, or cause doubts in its letters could not succeed. From the time of its revelation to this day, great and expert teachers of the book have always been present. Similarly, the enemies of the religion and Sharia have been ready to oppose the Holy Quran in every age, but none of them could affect this holy book. Nobody could bring a book like the Holy Quran, nor could anyone raise an objection to a Quranic verse. Dear viewers, all the heavenly books before the Holy Quran were sent as guidance for a specific nation, region, or generation, because the messengers to whom they were revealed were also sent to specific nations, regions, or generations. However, the Holy Quran is a universal book, because the messenger of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to whom it was revealed, was sent for the entire world. Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 52 of Surah Qalam, وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and yet it is but counsel for all the worlds. Dear viewers, the Holy Quran is the great, final, heavenly book which Allah Almighty revealed for the guidance of humanity. It is a code of life and a guide for this ummah. It holds great importance in the lives of nations, societies, and individuals. No Muslim can be independent of the Holy Quran. It is their only true capital of life and the perfect guide. The beliefs of Muslims are derived from the Holy Quran and Hadith. The Holy Quran provides guidance on worship, ethics, and dealings. In every matter where guidance is required, it is present in this book. The Holy Quran is a source of guidance for all humanity, as proclaimed in verse 185 of Surah Baqarah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, the month of Ramadan is that in which the Quran was sent down, guidance for people and clear directions and the criterion. Dear viewers, the Quranic guidance covers every aspect of life. The Holy Quran contains solutions to the matters of the entire world. It commands us to obey Allah Almighty and follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This book guides on religious, worldly, economic, social, and ethical matters. The Holy Quran reveals the truth, shows us the straight and bright path, and teaches us good manners. It guides us on what the best sustenance is and what true progress and elevation are. In fact, the Holy Quran contains a description of everything, making it the greatest source of guidance for humanity. The Holy Quran declares that it encompasses every aspect of human life. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in verse 89 of Surah Nahl, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and we have revealed this book to you, which is a clear statement of everything, and guidance and mercy and glad tidings for the Muslims. From this Quranic verse, we learn that the Holy Quran is a magnificent book that encompasses every science. This point is also emphasized in the Ahadith. Hence, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The Book of Allah Almighty contains news of the events before you, the events after you, and also the judgments among you." Dear viewers, from this discussion, the importance and benefits of the Holy Quran are as clear as a bright day. Indeed, Allah Almighty granted us this great, blessed, and elevated book with a specific purpose. Allah Almighty mentioned that purpose in many Quranic verses. In part 8, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 155, the Almighty proclaims, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and this is an auspicious book which we have revealed, so follow it and adopt piety, that you may be endowed with mercy. Allah Almighty granted us the Holy Quran, a source of immense goodness, blessings, and benefits that will remain unchanged until the Day of Judgment. He commanded us to follow its guidance as stated in this verse. Obey the commandments of the Holy Quran, avoid the prohibitions, and steer clear of opposing it, so that you may receive mercy through this righteous action. Dear viewers, as Allah Almighty has granted us the Holy Quran, it is our duty to follow its teachings and adhere to its commandments. Unfortunately, in today's era, many Muslims have drifted away from this obligation. Instead of reciting this revered book daily, some treat it merely as a decorative article for blessings. Even those who do recite it often do so without proper understanding or consideration of its message. The true respect for the Holy Quran requires us to learn its correct recitation and act upon its teachings. Neglecting this not only leads to worldly loss, but also carries eternal consequences. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said the Holy Quran serves as an intercessor, and its intercession is accepted. For those who keep the Quran close by living according to its commandments, it will guide them towards paradise. However, for those who keep it behind them by going against its commandments, the Quran will lead them away toward hell. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, anyone seeking goodness in both this world and the hereafter should hold fast to the Holy Quran, adhere to its commandments, and base every decision in life on its principles and rules. By doing so, they will ensure goodness in both realms. May Allah Almighty help us recognize the significance of the Holy Quran, make it our guide and leader in all matters, and enable us to fulfill its rights. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we explored the importance and benefits of the Holy Quran and described its various characteristics. We also discussed the purpose of its revelation and the responsibilities it places upon the Ummah. May Allah Almighty accept our efforts. Inshallah, we'll be back with a new topic in the next episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.